just a common man, working hard with his hands. He's just a common man, working hard for the man. Hey, he's a American dream. Hey, he's a American dream. If you're black or white, redneck, funky, that's all right. Blue eyes with a lot of soul, common man has got his gold. Hey, he's a American dream. Hey, he's a American dream.
How do I
works.
To what we have.
And welcome everyone to the first ever somber edition of Dollar Bones.
I had it ready to go too.
Are you serious?
I was solemn. That was my word.
Okay, so welcome to another
solemn edition of the Hour Bomb.
That's right. The tribute to the great Dusty Rhodes continues on our show as well.
We yep. say goodbye to Dusty like we say goodbye to everybody. With Boyz II Men.
But at least with this one, you know.
Ironically, that is the name of Heath's Facebook group. He turned Boyz II Men.
Oh my.
Wow.
God.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Really?
Really?
Wow.
That's really?
Correct. That's correct, Father Heath.
Anyway, so yes, welcome God. As we continue our. PW Pop tribute to Dusty Rhodes. Shocking news on the fuck day was it?
I think it was Thursday.
Thursday?
Yeah, I believe it was Thursday, July 11th.
Well, I mean probably June.
June 11th.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. So, I think we'll talk about that for a while. A little bit later, I'm sure we will.
Yeah, we definitely will.
So, anyway, Kevin, we still got you here.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, just making sure. Didn't hear anything out of you for a little bit. All right, so anyway. I am your host, the first ever graduate of the Dave Melzer School for Reporting. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
There may or may not have been a pay-per-view tonight.
I almost went somewhere I shouldn't, so I left it alone.
Yeah, that's probably for the best.
I don't have that filter very often, but every now and then I do. It's usually for the best, so I'm just saying. Anyway,
he may or may not pretend to be a reverend.
And for the low price of $39.95, I will officiate your wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True story.
I got my order.
I already paid for him.
I'm ordained. I got it off the internet. Right. Anyway, the one, the only, the man with the huge cock, the illustrious Jason Hubbard.
Boo.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Joined by my partners in crime.
The big bad booty daddy!
That's right, the big Aider Masters is here, daddy. Thank you, thank you.
And?
I hope you die from herpes.
The jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
I hope you die from herpes too, boo!
Oh, thank you, thank
boo.
You. You're too kind. Guess what? I'm going to give you herpes. Ha ha! Yep, that's what I'm going to say to you.
Wow. And we are joined, possibly as our first ever time on the show, other than our Cards Against Humanity shows.
No, he was on the 100th anniversary, too.
Was he?
He was on the 100th episode.
We had like a ton of people on there, so I couldn't
but he
remember.
Was there.
Okay. The Super Bowl of the network.
The little engine that could.
The master of the twatter.
The deliverer of donuts.
The... I got nothing.
Fair enough. I win.
Okay. The man in charge of our Twitter. And dear God, I'm glad we don't have a time limit tonight.
Yeah, I know.
The only brony I know, Kevin Crittenden.
Yay, Kevin!
How's it going, guys?
I expected something more than that.
I know, I did too.
You could at least act like you're excited to be here, Kevin. God.
Oh, no, I am. I'm just really tired. It's been a long day, and I got to work at like 4 in the morning, so.
Ugh, that sucks.
But I'm staying up, you know, for a while to hang out with you guys, so, you know.
I'm surprised you agreed to do the show. Why? I wouldn't do the show if I had to be up at 4 in the morning. In fact, I didn't last week because I had to be up at 4 in the morning.
But we appreciate it. Stay up and drink coffee. I'll be fine.
Fair enough. Yep, we appreciate you, man.
So, hey, we got a. You guys ready for this? We have a.
We have someone in the chat.
Well, no. Okay.
That's right, folks.
Mark Wink gonna save it for next week.
Yeah.
The one, the only, perfect Adrian stand-in. Oklahoma, it's Earl Jones.
I'll allow it. If you can't have the original, you might as well have my understudy, Mark Jones.
The
black Adrian Masters of the network.
Mark, were you just in heaven during that tag team match? Because that's the first time I've seen an all-black WWE match.
No, we had one at...
I haven't seen that much black-on-black violence since Ferguson.
Oh.
Although, when they were beating up Kofi in the Money in the Bank match, that was pretty awful, too.
Yeah, it was.
Mark says he's not that fat.
You're not that skinny either, Mark.
You know, it's every time...
That match turned, looked at him, and just beat the living, stomped the living shit out of him. I felt bad. Everybody was watching me was like, is that racist? I can't tell.
Every time we compare Mark Jones to him, I'm not that fat. Well, you ain't that skinny either.
Fair enough.
So, anyway, no, we have a sponsor tonight. You guys ready for this?
All right, who's our sponsor, Jason?
Sure. Hold on.
Let me tell you a secret. When I'm in bed, listening to the Hour Bomb, I feel so dirty, wrapped up in an Hour Bomb t-shirt, only at pwpop.com.
You know, we paid $100 to get Sonny to do that.
Was that really Sonny?
Yes. No. Yes, it was.
No.
Just go. Yes. Yes, it was.
No, because I need to give a shout out to the person now.
Okay. Shit.
No, because Kevin's going to be like, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. Sonny. Our mom got Sonny, guys. Our mom got Sonny. And we're like, no. That was actually sent to us by our director of public erections, Rod, father.
Oh, James Mark.
Rodfather sounds pretty sexy.
Well, Rodfather does have a sexy voice. Well, I mean, you saw his Coke Between Your Boobs challenge. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
God, that was terrible.
It was not, however, recorded by him.
Oh.
It was done by a friend of his. What's her name? Laura Fascinating. You can find her on Facebook. And let me tell you, there's two rather large things I like about her.
The left boob and the right boob?
How did you know?
It's a lucky guess.
Not too many ass pictures on
there.
Are they
going to talk about her eyeballs or something?
No. You know, I can't remember the fucking music.
Kidneys? You want one of her kidneys?
Maybe. Yeah. I can't remember the music we gave B-Mag, so I got nothing, buddy. But who's in the chat? So let's go.
We got the three of us.
Yay!
Hey, ball cups to all of us.
Yay! We got Rods Markov, the director of public erections.
Hey, piss off!
Hey, we got Paul Jordan number 2.
Not to be confused with Paul Jordan number 1.
Ball cup.
Hey, we got BW-Pop.
That would be ball cup to whoever that is.
We got Jason Halbert. We already said that. We got the original Sicilian. That's from Greece. Greg Papa Malacca.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Hold on. How about this one? There you go.
There we go.
The full-blooded Italian.
Yes.
Even though he's Greek, I don't know.
Ball cup to him.
Hey, can we get fake Greg on for a second?
Kevin.
Scusi me, eh, papity, poopity, papity, eh, that kind of motor, fish-based, roll around the, drop the sausage in the Greek restaurant. It's all hairy. Oh, it's just my arm.
Wow.
Oh, unbelievable. My God.
And we got B-Bags.
Hey, Buck up.
I don't remember his music.
Fast lane.
Anyway.
And Mark Jones, number two.
Hey, Buck up.
Oh, God. Where the hell did I put that?
I don't know.
Oh, there it is, so I can stop it. Anyway, so how have you guys been?
You know, I was doing all right, and then we started doing a show. And now, fantastic.
Aw. Hey, Kevin, I think you got your speakers up a little loud here. I can hear myself.
Better?
Hopefully so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, yeah, don't hear me.
All right.
Okay, good. Yeah, beanbags, I'm sorry. I don't remember what fucking music I gave you, okay?
We'll give you a new song next week if you're here.
Possibly. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, I know you've got that foot fetish going on, and I know you really, really, really want to play with my feet and suck on them, but I can't let you suck on my big toe tonight.
Whatever.
Don't you want to ask why?
Why can't you let he suck on your toes, Jason?
Well, I broke my toe Wednesday.
Oh.
I broke my big toes. I'm pirating a baseball
game.
Well,
you have not heard of the healing powers that is Jason Heath's mouth?
I don't remember. I don't want to take the chance.
Normally that mouth is reserved for titties and clitties, but...
God.
But...
the look on his face.
It is rumored that Daniel Bryan didn't go to a doctor to get healed. He actually went to him to get
Jason
some of that mouth.
Jason
Heath's
mouth went on Daniel Bryan's shoulder. It was like a leech. Like,
oh, I didn't do that good of a job. Oh, my God. Anyway.
Anyway,
but no, I broke my toe once and I was umpiring a baseball game, took a pitch right off the big toe. That hurt.
That's unfortunate.
That sucks and it hurts. It's your big toe. You don't think your big toe, I mean, there's nothing they can do for it. So, but yeah, Heath, sorry, you got to lay off the big toe.
Okay. I don't have a problem with that.
I heard you lost your job working for the porta potty company, too. I saw the picture
I saw the Rodfather put that picture up, yeah.
What did you do? How did you destroy that? Were you fishing in there and, like, you dropped a cigarette in there or something, or what?
Whatever.
He was dropping the Ewoks off at the pool.
What did you eat? Did you have McDonald's again or White Castle or something?
No.
Did you eat that Mexican place off the freeway?
No.
No, he ate the little Mexican like taco cart there.
Ooh, that's a bad choice.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe he ate at the WW restaurant. What was it WWF New York? Maybe
he
ate there.
Yeah, but man, if I was in New York, I would have stopped by there and eaten there.
Hey, B-Mix, there's nothing wrong with D-Bry getting the holistic treatment.
Oh, God.
So, Jason, hey, how's the show work?
Hope you die from herpes.
Fair enough.
Anyway, so I got a whole list that I got to get through. These two assholes are going to try to make it around complete my list. But since it's a pay-per-view night, it doesn't matter.
Timer goes out the window.
It's kind of like the condom Jason Heath's wallet. Useless.
I'm with B-Megs. I want some White Castle.
Heath, you don't bring anything important to the show. Go get us some White Castles.
No.
God damn it.
Cheeseburgers.
Heath and Jason go to White Castle. It's a B2B pop production.
Oh, God. Adrian and Heath go to White Castle.
Nope.
A B2B pop production. I guarantee you it'll be the best movie that this network has ever made. Shots fired.
It's probably... Never mind.
B-Megs. I guarantee you it will not involve a hospital stay.
B-Megs, why are we lucky?
Because we have a White Castle and he doesn't.
What is that other place? Does he have crystals?
Crystal Burgers ain't the same, man.
I've never had it.
Not quite, but they're close enough.
You guys see the little war that's starting between me and your director of public corrections.
What?
What did you do, Kevin?
He's got his RSAs, and I got my KSA started now, so.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I've been starting to see that.
I need more Kevin service announcements. I'm good. I'm a sole supporter of Kevin service announcements. I support the KSAs. Down with the RSAs.
I support the RSAs, and we're me and Rod are getting with our Obama attorneys pro bono, of course, to shut down the KSAs.
Yeah, but I am your attorney.
No, you're not.
Isn't it pro boner?
He is.
Oh, that's even worse.
Oh, God. And our public erections director just said, fuck you.
And I feel sorry for you, B-Megs.
Yeah, I do too, man. B-Megs, would it make you feel better if I told you I had a White Castle like 5 minutes from my house? I literally, if I walk outside and look, I could actually probably see the sign.
I actually also live within about 5 minutes of a White Castle.
You do? Oh, yeah, the one on Lindbergh.
It's on Lime.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. So.
Yep.
God. You know what we should do next week for the show?
What should we do?
Well, if we have a show, because that's up in the air, yeah. Because you guys are going to your convention. We should eat White Castles while we're on the show.
I'm okay with that.
In honor of beanbags. By the way, Greg, good job on the, I don't even think he's in here anymore.
It does look like it, but you know what? If you listen to the download, which I think he usually does, we'll give a shout-out to him. Greg, excellent job tonight with the pay-per-view coverage, sir.
Kyle, if you're listening, I hate you. Anyway.
And if Greg, also good job with the pre-show. Kevin, did you do the pre-show, I guess?
I did part of it, but the show didn't start till late, so I had to dip out early when I had company come over.
Gotcha. All right.
Here's a question, though, since I missed the commentary. Did Kyle skip the commentary on the tag team match?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He had to go get a white hood anyway and wear that while watching.
Mm. And he had to have a he had to charge up his hover round from the busy weekend.
Right.
So
I heard he won an accessory pack for his hover round. So I heard he won like the basket holder? That goes in front and a cup holder.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did he get the free hover round keychain?
He did.
Okay, good.
And also keyless entry.
What?
It's not only voice activated, it's fat activated.
Oh. Yeah, it's weight activated, so the right wrong weight gets on the thing, it won't run.
You have the right to remain burned.
That would be so much better if Kyle was here.
I know.
Oh, God.
But I digress.
Okay, Taz.
Oh, God. Rodfather wants pictures and video of White Castles.
Yeah.
So we can do that.
Yeah, we might broadcast that on Periscope next week if we can figure that out.
What is Periscope anyway?
It's a video like thing for Twitter. It's like a live
sounds
video
like
where you can
Jerry Lawler uses to look at the Divas Jarrett locker room or something.
You know, it could be, maybe.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Where is Periscope?
There it is. He always loves those puppies.
Usually, I haven't found anything interesting on there. I haven't seen any half-naked chicks or anything like that yet. So.
I am friends with the Suicide Girls on there, and let me tell you.
Really?
Yeah.
Love the Suicide Girls.
There are some great cleavage shots on that one for show.
But there's no, I mean, unfortunately, there's no nudity or anything.
Well, no,
I mean,
not really.
That's why there's Facebook. Because I see their links on there all the time.
Well, I do too, but it's not the same.
Word. Anyway, Jason, are we going to start talking about stuff here, I guess? Because, you know, we've already been
going. Oh, son of a bitch. I forgot about that. Yeah.
We've been broadcasting for about 20 minutes now and haven't started anything.
No. Hey, if you guys get the chance, you need to go to Mark Jones's Facebook page.
Okay.
Okay.
Last weekend was his birthday, and he went at karaoke in for his birthday.
I saw that.
And I forgot to pull that audio to use instead.
I wish I could have been there for that. I really could do.
Oh, man, that would have been awesome. It sounded really good. So, all right, I guess let's get this going.
Hey, Mark Jones, I request that next time you do some karaoke and put some video, do some Young MC for me, Bust a Move.
Humpty Dance.
That's a classic.
I know.
B-Mac says his girlfriend looks like a Suicide Girl, but she's just bipolar.
Oh, my God. Well, it's just...
Yeah. So, pre-show match. R-Truth defeats King Barrett.
Unlike some other people on the network, I will use the official Money in the Bank.
Is this it?
Music. Yeah.
You don't need me to recreate this?
Oh, hold on. Sure, go ahead. Hold on. I want to get a little bit of silence so I know where to start when I pull the audio for just this clip. Okay. And...
Ching! Money. Oh, money. Yeah.
What dollar store Halloween, wow. What dollar store Halloween costume did they get for King Barrett to wear?
I don't
that
know.
Thing looked horrible.
I've seen.
And did you notice, like, the part that went to the bottom? It was exposed right at his fucking crotch.
Yes, yes, I did.
Look at the royal dick.
Behold the royal penis. Dick, right? It is here for your sucking pleasure. I'm talking to you, Jason Heath.
Whatever.
Actually, I think he said that. If you go back and watch it and read the lips, I think it actually says, Jason Heath, here's the royal penis. Suck it.
Yeah, whatever.
He sucks, all right.
So anyway, yeah, Wade Barrett jobs to...
R-Truth on the pre-show.
Still
because he's your reigning King of the Ring.
You remember when Sheamus won King of the Ring and it didn't do well for him either?
Yeah,
didn't
King of the Ring
have, like, the Loki helmet?
I think, actually, Sheamus did have a helmet that looked kind of like Loki's.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Something like that. So, anyway, it was your pre-show match. Jason, who used the Money in the Bank theme before Money in the Bank? I know who it is. I know
who it is as well.
Yeah, I don't know if Heath knows who it is. I think that's who he... You got to be more specific. What am I... Twizzlers. You can talk. It's okay.
Twizzlers.
Oh, you want some Twizzlers? Also, our bomb sponsored by Twizzlers. Not really sponsored. We just bought a bag, so...
And they're tasty as fuck.
Oh, it says Jason Heath. Okay. Who used it? Do you know? Is this my wife's cooking something up there?
What? I don't smell anything.
Maybe I'm just wanting pizza.
That could be it.
Yeah. You don't know who it was, Heath?
I mean, there's the Shane O'Mac version, which is different than that, though.
That's totally not even the right thing.
Yeah, exactly.
The answer is...
Wasn't that the Donald Trump song? WrestleMania 23 or something?
It was, Kevin. Good job.
Good job, buddy.
I think we could do the Kevin versus Heath for that tonight.
WrestleMania 23. I could be wrong, though.
We might be able to. I don't know.
Kevin,
we'll
do you think you can beat Heath at Jizz Jams?
I'm sure he could.
Maybe. I have heard from sources that Jizz Jams has more fans than TNA.
Well, that's not hard to do.
It has more paying customers, at least.
Yeah, it does. Anyway, our opening match kind of shocked me a little bit. Kind of set me up to be excited for the night. It really did. And it let me down, but, you know. Opening match was your Money in the Bank ladder match.
Yay.
It was a bunch of guys.
It was Randy Orton, Adrian Neville.
Yeah.
Kane.
Ziggler. Roman Reigns. Sheamus.
And Randy Orton.
And Randy Orton. You are correct. So seven guys fighting for one case.
That is correct. Solid Money in the Bank match, I would say. It was about what I expected it to be.
I would have to agree. Let's see. You know, Jason Heath seems like a really nice guy. It's not his fault. His girl wants him to get a bunch of venereal diseases and a lonely and a painful death. But I digress. That's from Mark Jones, buddy.
I digress. That's what Mark Jones.
Yes. Rodfather, Kevin has the echo. Because I'm still hearing it. Anyway, I was not expecting the Money in the Bank briefcase match to start off the show.
I thought it was going to be an indicator that we were going to see the cash in tonight.
I thought so, too. I was a little disappointed that we didn't. So, yeah. Anyway, good match. I mean,
yeah.
We saw what Kofi was good for, which is a whole lot of nothing. Getting powerbombed into a ladder set up in the corner by Roman Reigns. And then Neville getting powerbombed onto Kofi Kingston.
Yes.
Yeah, that
was.
Kevin, you have a particular spot you liked in this match?
Obviously I like Neville's red arrow, you know, the Kofi, the double power bomb, under the ladder on top of each other. That was pretty cool. Other than that, you know, there was really nothing that really stood out for me. Ziggler bumped like a boss, but you know, he could sell fucking ketchup to, you know, woman in white gloves. So, you know, he's always fun to watch.
Pretty much. Yeah. I can't argue with that.
I loved the RKO off the fucking ladder on Neville.
Oh, yeah, yes. Where he yanked him off the ladder and gave him an RKO. That was awesome.
I forgot how much I really enjoyed the Money in the Bank ladder match.
Yeah?
Or any big clusterfuck ladder match like that.
What is that, Jason?
I don't know. It's just because you don't know what the fuck's going to happen. You know what I mean?
I was actually really rooting in this match for Roman Reigns to win because I was hoping it would set up something to the end of the night, but that didn't happen. So.
Oh, I was hoping the same thing, partially because I have Roman Reigns on my team. So I was hoping that was going to happen, but it didn't, so I was a little upset.
My logic was anybody but Sheamus. I just didn't want Sheamus to win.
You know what? I think I was kind of feeling the same way here.
I mean, you had him lose in the money. You had him lose in the King in the Ring qualifier. You had him lose Elimination Chamber, and then now he's the Money in the Bank winner. It's like, okay, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. By the way, our winner. And unfortunately, I don't have his new music, and I refuse to download the new music, so I don't want to pay for it because I pay for all of my music.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. Anyway. Sheamus, the Red Rooster knockoff retard.
Yeah, I'm still wondering. It's like, okay, why are they trying to push Sheamus?
And officially, we came and already say, book for Battleground, Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, because fucking Bray Wyatt screwed me tonight.
Oh, yeah, I completely forgot about that. That was a spot that really got me going. That was good.
Yeah, fuck you, Bray Wyatt. Fucking hate Bray Wyatt right now. I really fucking do. Because now we got to deal with Sheamus. We got to fucking hear Sheamus tomorrow on Monday Night Raw. You know, oh, Money in the Bank, blah, 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 blah. Fuck you, Sheamus.
I wanted Bray Wyatt to just climb the ladder and take the briefcase. Because there's not a rule that states you actually have to be a participant in the Money in the Bank match to win the briefcase. It's just climb the ladder, whoever grabs the briefcase wins.
No, you have
now,
to be in the match.
Remember, guys, for the next 6 months to a year, we're going to have to hear Sheamus every SmackDown, every Raw. Oi, fella, I won the Money in the Bank ladder match, fella.
Yeah, I'm fucking... Ugh, God damn it. I was okay with Rollins doing it. You know, being Mr. Money in the Bank and flaunting that he was Mr. Money in the Bank.
I don't think Sheamus holds it for very long. I think he tries to cash in relatively soon.
I thought he was cashing at the end of the night. I really thought that they had that set up for that.
You know, with it kicking off the show, I was expecting the same thing. I'm like, fucking right. Roman Reigns is going to cash in tonight on Seth Rollins. This is awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
Really buddy-buddy with Dean Ambrose recently. Like, overly friendly to him.
So? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
My Starbucks? No, it's fine, but I just thought that's kind of where they were headed, you know? But obviously, they're going far off. There's
always a smiling face to
greet you. Solid match. Not happy with the outcome, but what can we do? We're not bookers.
There's not a whole lot we can do, unfortunately.
I'll write a letter to my congressman.
You're going to write a letter to your congressman about it?
Yes. I am very disappointed in the booking at Money in the Bank. Do something about it.
I voted for you, damn it. Actually, I voted for your opponent, probably.
Most likely.
Just remember, folks, the power of the clap will heal Kofi, according to Big E.
Right.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe you said that. Like, you got to... Really? We're praying for the power of clap?
Mm-hmm. Yay, syphilis.
Kofi Kingston.
I thought it was gonorrhea.
Same thing.
No, not I think really. It's two totally different things. I think they both are really bad.
In general, they're basically like...
Yeah, they're going to eat your dick alive.
Right.
So probably not good, but I think it's two totally different things. Oh, hello.
Well, you know why they call it the clap, right?
Why is that, Adrian? Please enlighten
me. Whenever you got to piss, like, it forms like this hard surface around the head of your cock, and you have to clap the head of your penis just so you can break it loose so you can pee. That's totally not. What do you know? You're a woman. Go away.
My wife just brought me a nice, delicious slice of pizza.
If she had brought me a delicious slice of pizza, I never would have said that.
I was going to share.
Oh.
Now I can't because it's either... I even brought Parmesan down in case you shared with you. Yeah, ooh. Now it's like I can't share with you, and I get pussy, or I share with you, and I don't get pussy.
You're not getting it time anyway.
Okay, then you can have some pizza. So.
Why do I hear trucks now?
What the fuck? Are you doing this in a bathroom somewhere? A rest stop?
Yeah, I'm actually I'm shooting an episode of the Randy Orton Rest Stop Report.
Can you give us a live update?
Yeah. Looks like Randy is getting in the truck with the New Day. So, you know.
Really?
See where that heads. Yeah, he's going to get the clap from Kofi.
Well, this has been your latest episode of the Randy Orton Rest Stop Report.
Oh, my
Thanks,
God.
Kevin.
I think I heard, I could have swore I heard before Big E blew his load, he said, feel the power.
Makes sense. I can buy that.
If anybody doesn't know what the Randy Orton Rest Stop Report was, you really got to go back and look and listen to some of the old TWR episodes.
Oh, God. You got to go a long ways back for the Randy Orton stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
on,
definitely.
That was on Shooting from the Hip.
Yep.
Back when they were good.
Yeah.
They went mainstream. They sold out.
Before, yeah. Before that hipster Sean Brown sold out.
I was going to say before Michael Classic. Well, he was never good, though.
Wow, that's harsh.
Moving on.
I like Michael.
Well, that makes one person out there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Heath even agreed. Heath doesn't know anything.
That's right. Heath doesn't know anything.
But he agreed with me, so what's that tell you?
That.
Oh, hey, guys. Can I, before I forget, this is actually something Rodfather reminded me of. Uh-huh. He actually is going to be doing a sandwich challenge.
A sandwich challenge?
At a place called Chubby's in, down in Florida where he lives. And they said that if he can eat the sandwich they come up with, he can name the sandwich. So he's going to name it after P.W. Pop.
Cool.
So if I don't know, he can call it P.W. Pop Burger or, I don't know, the Jizz Sandwich or something else.
Oh, really? I wouldn't name the Jizz Sandwich. I wouldn't name it.
Maybe like the Pop and Lock Burger or something cool like
what's
that.
What's on it, Rodfather?
Yes.
They're going to put the sandwich together and he has to eat the whole thing.
Well, that's what I want to know. What's on this thing?
If you want me back as a fan of the RSAs, you got to name it the Big A-Bomber.
No, I got a good idea. So, oh, he says he's not sure yet?
Okay, so he hasn't done it yet, so that's why basically he doesn't know what's on it yet. He hasn't done the challenge yet.
I was going to say, you ought to name it the Hour Bomb Burger, because an hour later, you're going to be bombing the bathroom.
What if it could be all like the Big Bad Booty Sandwich?
You know what? I'm a fan of that, actually. The Big Bad Booty Sandwich.
That'd be cool. I could see that going over well there in Florida.
The Mile High Howlert Burger.
Really?
Fuck you, Heath. The Hour Bomber, yes.
I suggested you should name it after Dusty Rhodes and call it the American Dream Burger.
You know what? I actually would support that.
Mm. Nah, that's too selfish.
You mean selfless?
So he names it not,
no,
and
selfish.
Name it after self isn't selfish?
No, absolutely not. So how are you going to do an eating challenge and not know what the hell's on the burger? That's my question. Or the
you
sandwich.
You know, when it comes to the Rodfather, I just don't question him. He's like, man, yeah, okay.
Yeah, whatever. Why not? I guess we should move on.
Yes, our second match of the night was...
your Divas title match. Paige against Nikki Bella.
Kevin, do you have can you tell me how long this match lasted?
Including the aftermath? I think it was like 10 minutes and like 18 seconds or something.
It's pretty...
my Divas stopwatch.
Which actually is pretty good.
Yeah,
I got in a box of cereal. By the way, the Divas stopwatch.
That was almost twice as long as the Divas match at the last at Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, and actually, it was a pretty decent match between the two of them.
It entertained me.
I hated the finish.
They were messing up for a while, but they got going eventually. They really kicked into a higher gear.
I agree. I totally disagree with that referee's call.
Okay. So, it was a good match. It was basically Paige and Nikki Bella. I mean, it wasn't spectacular, but it wasn't bad.
No.
It's almost like they kind of cranked it up a little bit.
It's almost the best Divas match you can pretty much get these days on WWE.
Did anybody notice there was a lot of dusty finishes tonight?
Well, when your entire roster has been mentored or trained by or very close to Dusty, everyone's going to do a Dusty something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there was quite a few of those. You are right, Kevin.
But yes, it was very much a good tribute to him tonight. Something wrong there? You're starting to pick apart your pizza.
Oh, it was just part of the plastic from the thing on
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, say, speaking of just plastic, let's talk about this Divas match.
Right. Hey-o. Anyway, so Nikki Bella gets thrown out of the ring, and then surprise, surprise, guess what happens?
Twin magic.
Still trying to figure out how the hell they're pulling this off.
Yeah.
However, I think we found that tonight. So Brie Bella gets in the ring dressed up as Nikki Bella, who looks like she may have had a boob job. I'm like, huh. I didn't notice those when they were all out there ahead of time.
And miraculously, she had her hair tied back, too.
Yeah. So Paige picks up the pinfall. 1, 2, 3, your winner. Wait, what the hell? And then Brie Bella starts pulling Kleenex out of her tits, and her chest gets smaller, and then she like shows the ref her vagina tat, and she's like, no, Paige pinned me, not Nikki. And then Nikki comes in
which,
the ring.
Which, at that point, should have been disqualification right there.
I concur.
But apparently the referee doesn't see this, and it's like, well, we'll just allow the match to continue, even though I've already rung the bell.
Yeah, let's restart the match.
Even though he doesn't officially restart the match, he just lets it start.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, that's kind of bullshit. And then Nikki Bella comes in the ring and pins Paige. 1, 2, 3, your winner. You can look, but you
can't touch. Which I'm happy for.
Yeah, fuck you. Should have been a disqualification.
Oh, can well. I point out a nice parallel between that song and John Cena's theme song? You can look, but you can't touch. And then John Cena's theme song is, you're untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me.
Huh.
Interesting.
So John Cena's song is about raping, huh?
Apparently.
Yeah.
And also John Cena's song is, you can't see me.
So you can never blame him.
Right.
Jesus Christ, you guys.
But we digress.
We are not fucking...
We are not what?
Taz.
We are not what?
We're not Taz.
But
black? Do you want me to say black? Is that what you want me to say was black?
I was in ECW a couple times.
But I digress.
You know what I mean?
That's a pretty good one.
It was actually good. Anyway, let's move on. Next up was your Intercontinental title match between...
Big Show and Ryback.
And for some reason, The Miz decides he needs to be at ringside.
For commentary.
Yeah. I didn't know that was his job, but whatever.
I know.
I thought he was originally supposed to be in the match. I thought it was a triple threat, but I guess they kind of changed plans or something somewhere down the line.
It looks that way, Kevin, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know that it was supposed to be a triple threat match, but... See, I thought it was just booked to be Big Show against Ryback.
I think it actually was.
When they were first talking about the match, I thought they even announced it as a triple threat. But, you know, that's what they were being reported as. But, you know, who knows?
I don't know.
After the match, it looks like it's going to be a triple threat match probably at Battleground, most likely. Yeah.
Probably. Speech is a little hot.
Well, I mean, it did just come out of the oven whenever she brought it down.
Oh, no, it didn't come out of the oven.
So,
microwave.
Yeah, she nuked it. We got it from our local theme park.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this match because, I mean, it's Ryback versus Big Show.
Yeah. Actually, it wasn't even that long of a match. The Divas match, I think, was longer than that.
It might be. I'll check the official time card on that.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Rodfather tagged us.
10 minutes.
Rodfather tagged us in a video, and it's Chevy's versus Rod's Eat-Off.
Okay.
So
we'll have to definitely take a look at that.
Yeah.
Anybody knows about Chubby Rods, it would be Rodfather.
Oh.
Hey-o. Anyway, it could be...
I should have put that in a KSA. That would have made more sense, I guess.
Chubby Tic Tac is more like Rodfather. Anyway, so The Miz beats down both Ryback and Big Show.
And, of course, because he beat on the Big Show first.
Your winner by disqualification.
That's about enough of that.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm good now. But now, the second possible match of the year.
Good God. That was a match.
The what?
The second candidate for match of the year.
Oh, yeah.
These two.
It was.
Which is the other candidate is Kevin Owens against John Cena from Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
Huh?
Okay. Yes. Go figure.
So, yeah. Still not for the title. Not really
nope.
sure why.
No titles on the line in this match.
However, I think Battleground of this match is going to happen, which it probably looks like. We got 5 weeks of pay-per-view. 5 weeks.
Correct.
We just got done finishing up 3 pay-per-views in 5 weeks, and now we got to wait 5 weeks for another one.
Hey, we're finally getting a break.
Thank God. Anyway, not for the title, but like I said, I think one coming up Battleground will be for the title. Kevin Owens, John Cena. For bragging rights.
Yes.
Take it away, Adrian. Because you
twice
had,
in a lifetime.
You had like a hard on like the entire time this match was going on.
I mean, there was just so much in this match. Great back and forth action. I mean, I don't really know what I can really add to this. I mean, other than
if you didn't watch it, you need to. If you didn't watch Money in the Bank for whatever reason,
correct.
Go back and just watch this one match.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just this one is all you need.
Yeah, you can just watch this one match.
Jerk off and then call it a night.
Pretty much, yeah. That's like I say. I mean, there was so many good spots in this. So many false finishes.
Owens hitting the five knuckle shuffle.
Yeah.
What was that spot where he had like Cena upside down against the ropes and they flipped him over for a pin attempt?
No, that was
even
like,
the crowd was like really fucking digging that. That was pretty cool.
I don't know what the hell that was and who was what. It was some weird sunset flippy fucking move thing. And
sunset
John,
flip, that's what it's called. Yeah.
And John
really
Cena like did a weird fucking pin attempt on, I don't know.
There was
some shit I hadn't seen in this match, and that was one of them.
Where was this John Cena all the years we hated him?
I would say he's got, I hate to say it, but I think he's got some of the best talent he's finally working with on a more consistent basis.
Yeah.
No, but even like the match, like I've never really considered Cena a great wrestler. Like, you know, he's never really had like bad matches, but his matches are really, he's really stepped up his game, you know, since winning that U.S. title. I mean, he's putting on the best matches on each and every show, you know?
I gotta agree with you, Kevin. You are correct on this. He's just been.
Oh, I wanted before.
Sorry, yes. He's just been laying it out. Every week for pretty much, he's had some really good matches.
He's had great talent, is what it is. Like you just said, it was. Look at the guys he's fought. Since he won the U.S. title, Sami Zayn. Fuck, I'll even throw it out there. Zack Ryder. Zack Ryder's talented as hell. He just can't get any momentum.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
Seems like he needs to be given a chance.
He's actually formed a nice little tag team with Mojo Rawley and. That works pretty good together.
He's like a smart car in like Alaska with like 6 inches of snow on the ground. Just can't get any traction.
Right.
I saw one of those today. They're fucking stupid looking. Just saying.
Good to know your feelings on that, Jason.
Twofer or fourfer?
Huh?
A twofer or the 4-1?
What the fuck does that mean?
Two-door or four-door? Oh. Fuck, it's not that hard.
They make a four-door smart car?
Yeah, there's actually a four-person smart car.
Okay, so then it was a two-door because okay. I don't.
So you saw the twofer.
Anyway, moving on. No,
but
staying on this. I'm going to fucking hit him if he does it again.
But I digress.
I can just kill both of your mics here.
Aw, come on.
You could even throw it in there. You could kill both of our mics. But you digress.
I hate you.
But after 3 attitude adjustments,
STFs.
Kevin Owens.
God.
Kevin Owens loses to John Cena.
But I tell you what, even John Cena was getting a little frustrated there, too. Yeah,
there's some great names they had of just Cena just looking.
John Cena.
He has some real difference in this.
You know what? I wanna point this out here. This is the first time I can remember going them doing "Let's go Cena"
fight.
But it not being Cena sucks on the inside. It's actually cheering for the other guy,
yes.
Not just booing Cena. It's actually cheering for theirs.
Well, and I
there
think
used to be some "Let's go Cena" CM Punk chants. I remember theirs were going good for a while.
Yeah, but this is, I mean, that was, what, 2 years ago?
At this point, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Feels like ages ago now.
I know, so it was 2 years ago, and But I can't think of anyone that has really had that, like, that fits in the rhythm of that, though. The fight Owens fight does.
True.
So that could be it. Don't get me wrong.
You're
agree.
Right. I can't recall. Like, you know, it's always hate towards Cena, but, you know, fuck, Cena's the one that got that fight Owens fight chant over, you know?
Yeah. Pretty well much.
I mean, I can't say enough good. Post-match, Cena tries to do his shtick where it's like, oh, you know, you're a great competitor. Let me shake your hand. Owens having none of it, kicks him in the stomach, and powerbombs him into the ring apron like a fucking man. Mm-hmm. Fuck John Cena.
Now, can I say this? This is exactly how you have a great match, even if the heel, if the bad guy loses, the heel loses, and you still make him look strong, and then he can still be a douche afterwards, you know.
Oh, yeah.
For, and he retains all of his heat because
he lost.
Man, I can't believe John Cena buried Kevin Owens.
I hate that fucking word so much.
we use it in jest here.
I think they did that in the main event when they were throwing the chairs on Dean Ambrose, and JBL's like, oh, look at, oh, he's burying Dean Ambrose. I can't believe he's burying him. I'm like, was that on purpose?
It's like, really?
Yeah.
But what can you do? We're not the commentary.
We go to our next match on the card. Do we actually? They aired the Dusty tribute video in between these two, though. And I gotta say, excellent video job by this. I'm really looking forward to watching the special post Raw tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna watch, Kevin? Kevin?
Super Bowl. Did we lose, Kevin?
I don't know. You might want to double check on that.
He might have fallen asleep. No, yep. We lost him. Hold on. Let me get him back.
Okay.
He DC'd.
Hey, we got Cornell Q Weaver in the chat room.
Welcome to the chat, Cornell.
Buck up.
That was for you. Anyway, we're trying to get reconnected with Kevin here.
Yeah, I plan on checking out Jason.
Probably not directly after Raw tomorrow, but yeah, definitely probably this week I'm going to boot it up and check it out.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll talk about that. So, hey, Kevin, if you're listening, give me a call on Skype. Let's just do it that way. I've been having issues with my outgoing calls on Skype. All right. Yeah, the Dusty tribute. Didn't they air that on the as soon as the show started?
They aired it on the pre-show, and then they also aired it. At this point on the actual show.
You know, forgot to mention something, that before the actual pay-per-view kicked off, like, you know, oh, pay-per-view, here you go. Before anything happened, they had everyone, and I literally mean everyone in the back out there on the stage for the 10-bell salute for Dusty. And right in the middle of it, Triple H, Vince McMahon, and Stephanie McMahon.
Yes.
Tell me that the McMahon family did not look truly upset.
Yeah, they did. I mean, there was a lot of, like, you know, eyes that looked a little teary for that, for sure.
Oh, yeah. You could definitely see some of the ones that were really, really close to him. Definitely getting teary-eyed.
I mean, most of the guys, most of the talent that came through NXT in the last, what, 2 years? Hey, you're back.
Hey, you're back.
Whoa, I can hear myself.
Sorry, I thought I saw a wildfire outside of my window. It scared me away.
Oh. It scared me away, too. Actually, no, it actually makes me hard. I don't know why. You still got that echo, buddy.
Which is funny, because it used to be in Chicago, so that actually used to not be too far away from you, Kevin.
That is kind of creepy.
Very creepy. Anyway, back to that. Anyone that's come through NXT in the last 2 years... I worked very closely with Dusty.
Yes. So,
yeah, everyone's going to be upset. It's just, I hate to be cynical like this, but how much of it is really genuine? You know what I mean?
I would say a good portion of it.
And I hope so. I really do. But you never know. Anyway, moving on.
We got the Primetime Players versus the New Day.
The Mark Jones hard-on match of the night.
Yeah.
Ain't no one going to keep a black man down.
That's right.
Either way, the brothers are walking out the champs.
This match was over. You blinked, and this match was over fast.
I love how Kevin just completely steers around the racism we got going right now.
Of course he does.
Go ahead, Kevin. Sorry.
What were your thoughts on this match, Kevin? Go ahead.
How long was this match? It seemed like it was like 5 or 6 minutes, and it was over.
It wasn't very long. The ending of it was really like...
It came out of nowhere.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a decent back-and-forth match between the two teams. The New Day, consisting of Big E and Xavier Woods against the Primetime Players. And that's when we said that... Kofi needs the power of the clap.
This match was 5 minutes and 48 seconds.
Was it really? Shortest match of the night?
No, second shortest match. It was actually longer than Big Show.
Was it really?
And Ryback. Yeah, the Divas match.
So the Divas actually had one of longer matches of the night. That's
that was
shame.
The Divas match. Hold on, 15?
11 minutes and 18 seconds.
Really?
Wow.
Interesting. Oh, yeah, and we also want to mention... that after the Dusty thing, Michael Cole mentioned that Dusty taught the NXT talents how to cut a promo.
Most of them, yeah.
Yeah. So
he taught promos to pretty much everybody we're seeing that's coming to the main roster right now.
Thank God.
So you think about Bray Wyatt, Rusev, The Family, The Shield, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Adrian Neville. All of those guys learned how to do promos from Dusty Rhodes.
Jesus.
I'm gonna now start referring to Kevin Owens as Kip Stern, by the way, because that's right. What Dusty called him.
Yeah.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. There's a good story about that out there.
I'm gonna have to find the story of that, or we can tell it when we get to our Dusty part of the show. Anyway, so
he used to call Enzo Amore. Used to call him Enzio.
Yeah, I gotta say, both Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn had great like. Basically, like two-page, tribute like statements about Dusty Rhodes they wrote, and they were both really good.
One of you guys tagged me in one of them.
That was me, and I think I tagged you on the Sami Zayn one.
Yeah, and I think I skimmed over the Kevin Owens one. So, anyway, your winners and new tag team champions.
Millions of dollars.
I am so happy these guys won the tag team titles. They deserved it.
Oh, yes, definitely.
The only thing missing from this equation, Abraham Washington.
Yeah.
I still think he got...
Have you been watching those really gay innuendo promos that him and Titus have been cutting on each other?
No.
It was on SmackDown. They're like, I think one of the guys interview him, and they're like, oh, he's like, oh... the Primetime Players coming out party is this summer, and Titus is like, didn't you come out last summer? And he goes, that's okay, yeah, I'm proud of you for that, you know, we don't talk about that though. And then they went back. I'm like, what the hell was that?
Well, a couple weeks back too, it was like Darren Young's favorite color was rainbow.
Yeah, the rainbow teddy bear. Yeah, that was the same thing.
Oh my God.
He's like, rainbow is my favorite color, and then Titus just kind of stares at him. It's just like, the fuck? They're having fun with it, you know?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I like both of these guys, and I'm glad to see that they finally get the tag team recognition. Though I hate to use the words transition champions for them, because I definitely think that Harper and Rowan are taking those titles here in the relatively near future.
God, I'd hope not.
I almost hope not.
And no, Rodfather, I haven't.
No, he can't.
Feud with the Dudley Boys down the line here, but I don't think it'll actually happen.
Good to see the Dudley Boys come back for one last run in the WWE and then
kind of like the Outlaws there, did.
Bubba was pissed about them doing the 3D finisher.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
I would love to see.
I don't know if that was so much him being pissed or more kayfabe.
Yeah, I think that was a work.
Yeah, I can't tell like if he's just working an angle or something, but I don't know.
I think it was a work. I'll be honest.
It was him. It was him saving face. I don't think he really minds. I think it's more.
It's probably more of a respect thing on the.
I don't really see a steal in the move. It's more of an homage, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or my God, are those guys not a beast as a tag team though? I mean, is there really a tag team that you could see? It's like, yeah, they're gonna have trouble with these guys.
Who, Harper and Rowan?
Yeah.
The Matadors.
Yeah, we saw well that worked out for him on Raw there, right? That's who actually ate the 3D.
The Mega Powers?
The Meta Powers? Yeah, no thanks. They're not.
New Day.
I wish the kid Cesaro, but you know.
Yeah, I know. God damn it, fucking Tyson Kidd getting hurt.
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna miss him in action for sure.
Well, I could throw a team together that would I would say could give him a run for their money. I don't see it happening.
Who's that, Jason?
Would you
Kevin
would
Owens
you,
and Samoa
no,
Joe
give him tag team again? Who would you stick with Cesaro?
Who would I stick with Cesaro? You want me to give you the answer to that as soon as he's healthy? Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
There's an idea.
KO.
I would say Zayn and Cesaro as a team because that would be, I mean, solid wrestling.
But so would KO and Cesaro.
So
yeah, but Kevin Owens
would be replacing Tyson Kidd with another Canadian. That's actually really interesting.
I think Zayn's a more logical choice because Owens is a single star man. There's
well, I understand that, but I'm just saying you throw them together. I'd like to see Samoa Joe and KO go after fucking Harper and Rowan.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Team of Cesaro.
Well, that too.
Maybe they can hire back Chris Hero, you know, if they can tear him away from the buffet.
Right.
You mean the guy that looks like he ate Chris Hero?
Yeah. Him and Zeus are at the All You Can Eat buffet.
Let's see. No, Rod Farley didn't change his man pond. It does kind of smell fishy down here still.
God damn.
Moving on, main event of the evening.
Yes, please.
Your World Heavyweight title match between Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose. We had a ladder match for the World Heavyweight title.
35 minutes and 20
Jesus
seconds.
Jesus Christ.
These guys brawled it out.
Tore the house
they
down?
They did.
I think this match also, this is a second match of the year candidate out of the show.
You know, I know when we bitched about the 3 pay-per-views in 5 weeks thing that we were all like, what the fuck, blah, 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 blah.
We got some really great action out of all 3 pay-per-views.
We didn't have a whole lot of matches on this card, but what we did have I liked.
Yes.
I liked.
They gave time to the matches that needed the time to work, and they were.
I liked the Elimination Chamber. I thought it worked really, really well.
I thought it also seemed towards the end of it a little bit, but yeah, overall I thought it was a good pay-per-view too.
And this, like I said, I mean, Jesus Christ, they gave them 35 minutes on this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the last time we had a 35-minute match on a pay-per-view that wasn't a WrestleMania. And I don't think we had any matches to go over a half hour at Mania.
Yeah, I mean, there's, well, this past year, you know what, I'll run the check on that for you. Give me a second.
Maybe the main event?
Oh, the main event definitely did. Actually, I don't know if the main event did or not. Give me a second.
All right. But, yeah, we get another match of the year contender from this pay-per-view with this match.
The tag team Elimination Chamber match actually went 40 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's it has to go at least 20 because of the chambers releasing the pods. So I didn't really count that.
How long did the triple threat between, what was his name? Rollins, it was at the Rumble, Rollins, Cena and Lesnar. How long did that last?
I don't know. I don't know. We got our fact checker checking things out right now.
Yes.
Anyway, so yeah, this match was pretty well everything I thought it would be. It was a lot of Rollins getting the upper hand, a lot of Ambrose getting the upper hand.
There
some
was
insane fucking high spots in this match.
The longest match at WrestleMania. You ready for this, Jason?
Okay.
Was Triple H versus Sting the last 18 minutes and 36 seconds.
Are you fucking serious?
That was the longest match?
There were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 matches, though, that went at least 13 minutes.
We have 4 hours of fucking WrestleMania, and the longest match went 18 fucking minutes?
They had to squeeze in that 20-minute
Jesus Christ
Rock segment with Ronda Rousey, right?
Yeah, that's also in there.
But I like that. But
and
you
then
can
Triple H's and Sting's at Triple H's, you know, Terminator entrance and shit.
Hey, all their entrances took a little. You know, I was watching something on the network, and it was trying to think of where it was buried. I don't remember where it was buried at, but it was buried somewhere. And it was basically the top 10 entrances at WrestleMania.
Okay.
And it was Renee Young doing it. And it was only like a 20-minute show or maybe a half-hour show.
I'd like to see a video series of Renee Young doing it.
The title match at Royal Rumble only lasted 22 minutes.
Jesus.
And 45 seconds.
So, and it was basically her ranking the top 10 entrances at WrestleMania, which really sucked because one of them was really the LL Cool J like mini movie at the beginning.
When I did Respect the Mat a couple weeks back, I actually looked up what the longest matches in wrestling history were.
Okay.
I'll give them to you here in just a second.
Okay. So anyway, number one was actually Rusev with his tank entrance. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, Rusev riding in on a tank. Anyway, back to the 35-minute match at hand.
Yeah. Me, personally, one of the biggest highlights of that match was Seth Rollins onto the ladder.
Oh, Ambrose threw him out of the ring onto the ladder that was suspended between the ring and the announce
And it
table.
Actually stayed suspended, albeit bent, but it stayed suspended.
That was like at Mania. God, I don't remember how long ago it was, but Edge was laid out on that ladder at WrestleMania, and the Hardys were climbing the ladder, and Matt convinced Jeff to dive off the ladder onto the Edge.
Mm-hmm.
And the ladder didn't break. It bent.
But it didn't break.
Remind me of a lot of that.
Yeah.
Is you ready that for this? Where his neck issues really started?
Possibly.
Edge?
I don't remember what WrestleMania was off the top of my head.
It looked like when you watched that match, his neck just bounced right off that ladder.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The longest match in wrestling history that's a one-on-one match actually happened last week. Yeah.
Okay.
At the Smash Infinity Gauntlet for the ALS, Chris Hero fought to a draw, time of a draw with Rich Swann at 190 minutes.
Yeah, I had heard something about that. They had like a 3-hour match or something like that.
The previous record for the longest match that was recorded in wrestling is from New Japan Pro Wrestling in 1987. Where Antonio Inoki defeated Masa Sato in an island death match in 125 minutes and 42 seconds.
Jesus Christ.
The third longest match is from Chikara, which was a 16-man elimination tag team match.
Holy
damn.
Fuck.
In which a bunch of guys I don't really recognize their names of, except for Chris Hero and Claudio Castagnoli, defeated a bunch of other guys I don't recognize a whole lot of names of.
And how long was that match?
104 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
You said 104 minutes. That's probably more than the people they had in the crowd.
The longest one-on-one match in U.S. history, though. IWAMS, Chris Hero defeats CM Punk, 2 out of 3 falls, 92 minutes, 15 seconds.
Damn.
That was a great match. I've seen that.
That's February 7, 2003.
I can't imagine why. I mean, fuck, I got bored watching the Iron Man match. I mean, who didn't, though? But, you know.
I mean, how can you have a match go over 3 hours? How?
Good luck. I have no idea.
I don't. Jesus Christ. Anyway, we need to move on to some other shit.
Yes.
Your winner. Now,
there was a little controversy in this because both men fell off, but because Dean Ambrose let go of the title, Seth Rollins held on. Your winner and still champion, Seth Rollins.
It was definitely a close one, though.
And if there was ever a wasted time to not cash in, Sheamus Law blew it here because...
Yeah, he did.
He could have pretty much easily cashed in and won against Seth Rollins at this point because he had been to war with Dean Ambrose in this match.
Oh, yeah.
Let me
ask you a question here. Was this possibly the start of a face turn for Seth Rollins?
No,
possibly.
Not yet.
No, God, no.
Because
I know it's not going to happen yet, but you know, kind of like the seeds are planted where he's been called a pussy and he can't do it without having people help him. He legitimately went out there and won that match on his own.
Seth Rollins' face turn is going to start after his chicken shit run from Brock Lesnar, I think.
He's
getting ready to start tomorrow night, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. Oh, well, I'm glad you defeated your buddies and blah, blah, blah. Oh, by the way, my client.
I can see how Heyman goes, I went over your guys' head and got my client reinstated by
the real boss, Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
That would be great.
You know what would be really awesome?
Oh, and by the way,
really, if this happened,
he's in the building tonight.
Shane McMahon was the one to reinstate Brock Lesnar.
Oh, God. I just...
Do you know? I'd like it, but I don't see it happening.
That's like when I was... it's a bigger tease than going to the water park all day and staring at, like, asses that you're not going to touch.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all you're doing right now, Kevin.
I told you, you need to stay out of the little boy's water park there, man. That's not cool.
No, I'm not Heath. I'm allowed in water parks.
Dear God, I feel like I need to look up this match at something because this sounds amazing.
What is it, Adrian?
ROH Northern Aggression, December 4, 2011. 8-person tag team elimination match. You ready for this?
Yeah.
The Briscoe brothers, Michael Elgin and Roderick Strong versus Charlie Haas, Shelton Benjamin, Eddie Edwards, and El Generico.
Holy fuck.
So it's basically Sami Zayn, one of the American Wolves, and the world's greatest tag team against the Briscoe brothers, Michael Elgin and Roderick Strong. 8-person elimination tag team match.
How long does this match last?
80 minutes, 33 seconds.
Damn.
Holy fuck. Dude, I don't know. If our Ring of Honor show had an 80-minute match, I don't know if we can handle it.
Dude, as being in the crowd, like all the deer falls and stuff like that, you'd be like, oh, just come on.
I guess you're right. All right. Final grades.
I'm going to give this pay-per-view, I think I'm going to give it my, I don't remember what I gave WrestleMania.
I don't know.
But I want to say I'm going to give this a 9 out of 10.
Wow.
There's two matches which could be good enough to be match of the year. The Money in the Bank match was also pretty good. The Divas match is better than most Divas matches that we've had. The tag team, the primetime players won the tag team titles, which I'm super happy about. 9 out of 10, man.
Okay. Heath.
I am actually going to give it an 8. But it's a good solid 8. I mean, there was... Oh, my God. The Cena-Owens match. Yeah, definitely a contender for match of the year. No doubt about that one. I mean, Money in the Bank ladder match. Although, hated the ending. Oh, well. You know, what can you do? But the match itself was very good. A lot of holy shit moments there.
Why Divas are you match, holding your microphone?
So I can lean back in my chair.
I got to admit, I would do it too.
Yeah. Do you blame me on
I
that?
I get tired holding the microphone before I, you know. Anyway, sorry.
But anyway. But yeah, it overall, it definitely was a pretty good, even though there was a few moments that just kind of were like, eh.
What about you, Kevin? What do you give grading this? 8 on a scale of 1 to 10?
I want to give it an 8. If it wasn't for the first hour, which is awful, the rest of the pay-per-view is pretty good.
Okay.
I'll be a little more reserved than you, but I'll give it like an 8.5.
All right.
It would have scored a little bit better, but Sheamus fucking won the Money in the Bank.
Yeah. If anybody else had won the Money in the Bank besides...
On 2 weeks, I think they did a pretty damn good job.
If anybody else had won Money in the Bank besides Sheamus, I would have given it a 10.
Yeah, definitely would have ranked a little bit higher.
Because that is really the only issue I have with this entire show.
Yeah. Moving on.
Oh, I got mine.
Let me go first here.
Okay.
Well, first off, on three, let's do the obvious one. 1, 2, 3. Sheamus.
Yeah, I went in. Okay. Yeah, sure. That wasn't mine I had, though.
Okay. So here's mine. So Monday night on Raw, we're getting me and Heath are watching the main event, Seth Rollins against J&J Security, and I'm getting into the match and I'm like yeah let's I like this Joey Mercury Jamie Noble they're doing their old stuff this is awesome blah blah blah. My TV goes out.
Oh
yes,
I lose connection.
Uh huh.
And I don't see Joey Mercury pick up the pinfall. And
but
I'd
already given you the finish, I think, at this point.
You did give me the finish early, and I knew what was going to happen. I didn't tell Heath I knew what was going to happen. But I was excited to watch the match because I wanted to see Joey Mercury pick up a win.
Yes.
And I missed it.
I would have liked to have just been here to see Heath's face whenever he lost, like Rollins lost.
All right, Adrian, what's yours?
I gotta give it to the shoddy refereeing in the Bellas match.
Agreed.
If somebody comes in and tries to pin the other wrestler that's not in the match, that's a fucking disqualification.
Yeah.
Move on.
You know, I Googled the official WWE rule book. It's not out there.
No.
Go figure.
There actually is not a rule book. This is
they have their own rules and they make it up every night.
Again, the WWE rules are like the condom in your wallet, Heath. Just doesn't matter. Moving on. Or made up. Heath, what's yours?
Mine was going to be, of course, you know, Sheamus, but that was already obvious. And even though it was good for me as far as points-wise, God, that freaking twin magic, damn it.
When the Bellas had the same tit size, I was okay with it. But now that one is blatantly bigger than the other.
And has different color hair.
And Brie Bella's vagina tattoo hangs out all the time. You can't pull off twin magic. Everyone knows which one's Brie, which one's Nikki. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Kevin, you got one?
Yes, actually, my fail of the week goes to Tyson Kidd's spine and neck.
Fair enough. I got to say that stinks as well.
Yeah, does
being
stink.
Out, I think it's, what, reported 13 months?
Oh, are you serious? I didn't see
it's more than a year.
It's the surgery, which is the same thing that.
Oh my God!
Stone Cold and
it's
the
Stone Cold.
It
it's
a
Stone
year.
Cold surgery. It's over. It's
I knew it was something big like that because I was reading throughout the week that like Edge and Stone Cold had reached out to him, but I didn't know it was the same fucking thing. Oh my God!
Yeah,
I wish I could see video.
13 months. He's gonna be out.
Yeah.
Estimated. Yeah. I think there's fan cam coverage of it. Somebody posted that in one of the other groups I'm in. There's coverage of it out there. You just got to find it.
If you find that, send it to me. Because I got to see this, man. Again, no.
According to what I read, though, he didn't perform the move wrong, and he didn't take it
wrong.
It's
a fluke injury.
It was just like a freak accident.
Yeah, Samoa Joe's not getting any type of flack on this because it was something that was unavoidable. It happened. It's inherent risk with the business, and it happened. It doesn't matter. It could have been Brock Lesnar, who's known for being safe with talent, it could happen to him. I mean,
oh, he's gonna kill Kofi though in a couple weeks.
Oh God, I can't wait for that. All right, moving on.
Give it up. WWE's not gonna film that because they're gonna they're gonna be rioting in St. Louis for that one.
We're gonna skip. Can you dig it this week? Just because I'm gonna get this over with.
Fair enough.
Okay. Let's look at this bet. This bet was not. It did not bode well for me tonight.
No, it was not a good evening for you.
It finally kicked in for me. About fucking time.
You know how I had the first perfect week ever?
Yeah.
All five of my guys won.
This was not a good night for you tonight, man.
I had the opposite of a perfect week. All five of my guys lost. I lost 24 points on the night.
Ouch.
Roman Reigns,
oh, yeah.
Wade Barrett, Dolph Ziggler, lost.
I think I only lost 1 point on the night.
Big E lost 10 points. And Ryback got himself disqualified. I lost 24 fucking points tonight.
I think I only lost one on the night.
You did only lose one. Heath, on the other hand.
Ryback didn't get himself disqualified.
Heath, on the other hand, finished the night gaining 23 points after getting 10 points on SmackDown. That's his first real gain of the whole thing.
Yeah, indeed.
I mean, because Rollins retained his title, and then Titus won, Nikki Bella retained.
So give us what we really need, Jason. Give us the actual scores as they stand right now.
You're in first place at 61 points.
Okay.
I am still solidly in second place at 43 points.
Okay.
Heath finally hits positive numbers at 10.
Wow.
But still.
You finally hit positive numbers.
Good job on the power of positivity.
It only.
You know what? I believed.
One, two.
You did.
Three, four. It only took into the fifth week to finally get it.
Into positive numbers.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think
all I can say is I really hope it continues. I don't know how long, but I'll take it.
I'm good with Santa Pat, boys. I'm not going to change anything.
I'm not going to change anything quite yet.
Jason, do you have an add or drop you'd like to
Yeah, make? I'm going to drop Big E and pick up Bray Wyatt.
Solid choice, can't say, I believe.
Yeah, okay. Moving on. It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy, not Price is Right, Matt's Let's Make a Deal, but Jizz Jams!
Jizz Jams! He's going to lose Kevin Durden right now.
What?
He's going to lose Kevin Durden right now.
Oh, okay. Here's how the game works. We're going to play Jason Heath 3 theme songs. See if he can... No. If he can beat Kevin Durden tonight, he wins himself a shit-free show. You down for that, Kevin?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, no cheating, you fuckers.
Also, yeah. Kevin... All right, we're going to ask Heath to guess it first, and then whenever Heath gets it wrong, which he'll get it wrong, we'll throw it to you for the answer.
Well, no, I like the whole...
So I'm just here like... I'm like the assist. I'm like the tagging guy, okay? I get the hot tag.
No, I like how they both give their answers, and then one gives an answer.
Well, that's what I was going to say. We're gonna let Heath go first, so that way he doesn't just copy Kevin's answer.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. All right. No, Rod, probably you can be in on it as long as Kevin's not cheating.
Kevin's not even in the chat on Mixler.
That doesn't mean anything. All right, ready?
I'm Skyping my phone, so I can't even get to the chat room. Okay. My phone going black on me.
All right, you ready, Heath?
Yep.
All right, here comes song number one. No, Rodfather.
You are incorrect.
And your time starts now. Chat has it.
Yeah, the chat does have it now. Kudos, Mark Jones.
Why does that not surprise me?
It doesn't.
Mark Jones could go toe-to-toe with us.
Yeah.
I was going to say, he could definitely go against you guys.
He guess it. No, he can't.
You suck.
All right, Heath. So are we going to reveal the right answer?
After they both have given us the answer, yeah.
All right, Heath, your guess.
Bart and Billy Gunn's theme.
Okay. So his guess is the Smoking Guns. Kevin Curtin, what is your guess?
You know, this is going to sound racist, but Mark Jones knew what it was, so maybe it's Doom's theme song from WCW?
Gentlemen. You are both incorrect.
The correct answer
is Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, Cody Rhodes' original theme.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay. Holy shit, I didn't know that. That's amazing.
I had to dig that one out for a little bit. All right, you guys ready for song number two?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
It is a non-WCW thing. Oh, I got it with
yeah,
the Doom.
Yeah, you're still Kevin. Yeah, Kevin, okay. These are only going to be WWE wrestlers.
If they're WCW, we have to disclose it first. So.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Right, I really don't watch any WCW stuff, so that's cool.
Yeah. All right, here comes song number two. What happens if they tie?
Well, he has to beat Kevin. He has to get more right than Kevin.
Wow, chat room lit up on that one.
Yep. I kind of expected the chat too.
I know. And your time starts now. I wish I had good words for the song.
Oh, now I know. I figured it out.
Kim, he gets it. No, he can't. He's a douchebag. Yes, he is. Sorry.
He dates mops until they file restraining orders, die from herpes.
Wait. Okay, he.
Wow. I recognize the theme, but I just cannot figure out whose it was.
We need to guess.
Took me a second to figure it out, but I got it.
I can't remember. I can't remember.
So Heath's answer is I can't remember.
Kevin Curtin.
This is actually the Legacy theme song.
All right. Jason Heath, your guess is I can't remember. Don't remember them as a tag team.
Yeah.
No, that's not correct.
Kevin Curtin's guess of the Legacy
is correct.
Yep. Adrian, who is the Legacy?
That would be Ted DiBiase, Cody Rhodes, and Randy Orton.
Good job.
Yep.
Evolution 2.0.
Yes.
Exactly.
All right.
Final theme. Heath cannot win.
Whoa.
You're only smoking BS.
I was going to say, I want to wait for it, you know, to really know for sure.
Here, there goes Cody Rhodes.
All right, Heath, you got an answer?
Yes, I do.
And who would that be?
That one would be Goldust.
I'm not even going to ask Kevin because I'm
Kevin, gonna... Kevin, what's the answer?
It's Goldust.
Hey, Kevin wins 2-1.
I'm recurring a pattern today on these questions.
Yeah, so did I. As soon as it got to the second one.
Well, it was like that one time
now,
that we played.
If Greg was here, he would have played The Natural for...
I found that, but I didn't. He wouldn't have gotten that anyway. It was like that one day we played like all three different Wade Barrett themes or something like that.
Yes.
And he finally picked up on it.
Yeah.
So, Heath.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose.
Good day, sir. Thank you, Gene Wilder.
Can I pick a punishment for him? Can I just make a creative punishment?
Sure.
Okay.
You have to watch all of the Shrek is Love, Shrek is Life videos.
I have to watch all the what?
The Shrek is
Love
videos.
Do you know what Shrek is Love, Shrek is Life is?
No.
Just look up the YouTube channel and you have to watch those videos.
Shrek is Love, Shrek is Life.
Yeah. You'll probably enjoy them. You're kind of a masochist.
You know what? Actually, can you play one of those live on the air?
No.
Just because it's funny?
No, we can't. We are not the niche. We're better than that.
Oh. That is true.
It's about a guy that really, really loves Shrek. Shrek comes into his room and he basically rapes him.
It's a guy's rape fantasy about being raped by Shrek. It's great.
Wow.
You'll enjoy it.
And then after he's done raping him, the dad comes in the room and just sees him raping his son. And he's like, and Shrek's like, turns to dad and he goes, it's all ogre now. And he flies out the window.
Moving on.
I didn't even want to hit the button and try to move on from that. Like, I almost just wanted to hit the glass to call. I mean, that was...
Giggity.
All right, let's talk some Dusty here.
Working hard with his hands.
So you were talking earlier that you think that this is really the first big death that has really affected pretty
well
everyone.
I don't think it's the first big death, but I would say by far and away, it is the death that will impact the wrestling industry today as we know it more than any other death. The only person at this point that could have died that would have been more influential would have been
Vince McMahon.
Yes.
Why do you say that?
Vince McMahon made a very rare appearance tonight.
Yes,
yeah.
He did.
When's the last time you've seen him on camera? It's been a long time, I think.
It has been a while.
I want to say it was around... Was he on camera at all for WrestleMania or no?
I don't remember Vince being on camera. That doesn't mean he wasn't. I just don't remember it.
Right.
We saw him. I could have swore we saw him not too long ago, and we all made the comment that he's looking old.
Oh, you know what? When the authority lost power, when they lost because of Sting, I think he was there.
Yeah.
Put him in the limo or something.
But that's been, 7 months?
It was like in November.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I mean, just because Dusty at this point has had a hand in pretty much training every current WWE superstar at some point in time. Like, he has coached or helped them through something at some point in time, whether it was booking NXT, promo class in NXT, helping with Ohio Valley. I mean, all of the stuff that Dusty's done, he's been there through all of it. I mean, the Florida Championship Wrestling stuff. I mean, pretty much every current WWE superstar has had Dusty train them at something.
Yes.
And when you have that kind of an impact and that kind of far-reaching impact, it shows. And there was a lot of heartfelt people that were genuinely upset about it. I know I was a little choked up about everything on Thursday myself. When I got home, I went home and I watched Starrcade 85.
Oh, wow.
It's gone back.
Watched the Ric Flair versus Dusty Rhodes for the NWA Championship.
God, what a match.
But, yeah, I mean, was super charismatic, had great promo skills, could sell people on anything, was a really good booker.
Oh, yeah. I think that was where he excelled, really.
So, I mean, Dusty Rhodes, I mean, he's had a hand in pretty much the way the business has been shaped for the last 40 years. Going back to this mid-70s.
Yeah.
He started wrestling in 69, and he's been either in the world title race, wrestling, booking, or training somebody ever since.
Yeah, it's definitely a gap, you know. It's a wide gap that's left behind, you know.
Yeah, because, I mean, at this point, it kind of makes you wonder, it's like, who can actually fill those shoes? I can almost guarantee it's not going to be just one person. It's going to have to be multiple people to have to try to pick it up.
I wonder if Goldust's career is winding down. I wonder if Goldust could possibly step into a role like that.
I think he could. I just don't think he's going to be as good at it. I mean, that's...
Oh, there's no doubt he won't be as good. But
there's no one's ever going
to
be as
he
good.
He has, right. Just like him and Cody, you know, they have that in their blood, to make things work, to make things seem to be great characters. And
I really
if anybody
do.
They could get that across, I think they could.
Something that you were coming on, I absolutely do think that they dropped the Stardust character at this point. It's not going to...
It's the same thing with Chavo and the Kerwin White gimmick when Eddie died.
Yep.
Drop it, go back to being Cody. Which kind of sucks because
I'm
really like Stardust.
They didn't make Cody and Goldust, or Cody, both of them come out on screen today. I'm glad they kept them...
Yeah, and I was looking to see if they were out there, and I did not see them because I fear they would have been up front. So I mean,
they're probably not even there. They're probably still at home.
I noticed even Eden was gone.
Yeah, so, you know. Man, I'm looking
if
at...
If you were watching when they did have everybody up on that ramp, I think it was either Connor or Victor. I don't know. They both kind of suck. One of them was clearly just breaking down. He was having a hard time.
Yeah,
there,
I saw
so.
That too. I think I pointed it out when we were watching
it
here.
So.
If you go back and read, I went back and I was reading those tweets about all the wrestlers talking about, I think it was Colin Cassidy, I think Victor, a lot of those guys, and they said, you know, thank you, Dusty, for believing in me and giving an opportunity when no one else did.
Right.
Like, you know, Colin's been down there for 5 years, and Dusty was, like, one of his biggest supporters, so, you know?
You know, Dusty won the NWA Florida Tag Team Championship 4 times?
I did not.
With Dick Murdoch, Dick Slater, Bobo Brazil, and Andre the Giant.
Wow.
I'm looking at some of his title wins, man. He's won a shit ton of stuff.
Oh,
there,
yeah.
There is
God,
something
back
that
in his NWA days.
Oh, my God.
Definitely.
I do want to just...
World Six-Man Champion?
Read over this. This is Sami Zayn's time with Dusty Rhodes. It's the article that he wrote up after. And this is the last thing I think I wanted to do tonight.
Okay.
This is from Sami Zayn again. Earlier today, I was devastated to hear about the passing of Dusty Rhodes. Words like shock and sadness come to mind, but don't truly capture the whirlwind of emotions that take place when you're blindsided by news like this. It was particularly shocking to me because I had seen him almost every day this week at the WWE Performance Center when I went to rehab with my shoulder. He appeared to be in good health, and so I was really hard for me to believe that the news was true. But as I read more and more about it, my tears filled my eyes. I didn't know what to do with myself, so I came home and decided to just write a little bit about Dusty. Many mourners referred to Dusty as a great mentor and a great teacher, which he absolutely was. But I would like to share with you little things about Dusty that I greatly appreciated my time with him. He was a great guy. I need to start by stating that Dusty Rhodes was a particularly high influence and a great help to me when I first arrived at WWE. I started with the WWE in February 2013, reporting to FCW in Tampa, Florida, the developmental territory at the time and predecessor to the Performance Center in Orlando.
This is Sami Zayn, right?
Yeah.
Okay, wanted to make sure.
Despite coming to WWE with 11 years of experience already under my belt, the idea of cutting a promo terrified me when I first got here. Though I had done a lot before getting to WWE, my interviews or promos had consisted of only a few words. I had relied on a lot of my nonverbal skills to get to WWE, but the jig was up now that I had signed. It was time to learn. And school was in session every Thursday at FCW Arena, promo class with Dusty Rhodes. I don't know if you ever had to do something that you weren't good at in front of somebody who happened to be one of the best of all time at it, but needless to say, it's a little intimidating. But Dusty washed away a lot of my fears very quickly, as he took the time a liking to me right away, and it was very nurturing. He really encouraged me to speak in a conversational and natural manner. There is no greater confidence booster than getting a sign of approval from one of the greatest talkers of all time. As my confidence grew, so did my interview skills. After every interview, he would tell me what he liked, what not to do, and would frequently remark how I reminded him of a young Robin Williams, which made me laugh because I don't see it still to this day. Dusty is also responsible for my name and my character upon my arrival in WWE. After dropping my previous persona from the independent... Upon signing, I had to choose a new name and a new identity, a new character. It was like Dream's belief in me was more natural, conversational speaker that helped my decision to more or less just be myself. Picking a name to be proved to be very difficult, as I submitted three separate lists of names, all of which had been rejected. Finally, I was asked to narrow down to 3 or 5 names, and I had a private meeting with the Dream to make the big decision. Well, that meeting lasted about a minute. So, baby, which name do you like? Dusty said, not unmistakable, Fred frequently imitated lisp. I don't know, I kind of like Sami Zayn, I replied sheepishly. Bear in mind, I kept this name on each list, and so the name Sami Zayn had been rejected 3 times at this point. Sami Zayn. He said, slowly waved his arm laterally. After visualizing it on a marquee, he paused, nodded dramatically. He's like, yeah, that's the name. You tell the Dream said Sami Zayn is the name. So it was, just like that. Even now, telling that story, I have a grin on my face from ear to ear. I grew so much as a performer thanks to Dusty, and my 2.5 years spent with him learning to communicate, but for as much as he did for me professionally, the lessons I took from him as a person resonated with me even more. Oh my god, I did not realize how long this was.
Yeah, but that's why I shot you the look. I'm like, you realize it's like a 15-minute read.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and end it there, I think.
Okay.
It's a good note to end on, yeah.
Yeah.
But I would definitely read it up. I'll post a link to this in the chat if you're in there now still. And recommend you all read it because it is very good.
Rodfather, what's your favorite Dusty moment?
Ooh.
Who?
Rod, by the
way. He's asking what our favorite moment is.
Okay.
His was WCW when he asked Dustin to pick him as a tag team partner and seal the deal with a hug and a kiss. I can't tell you when exactly it was, but it was when I was opening my eyes to the world of professional wrestling. And a buddy of mine had an old VHS tape because that was still common back when I was like 10. It had to have been NWA something, had the Road Warriors on there with Dusty. And all I can remember from the match was, and I think I've talked about this before, was Dusty was gouging someone's head with one of the fucking spikes from the,
oh yeah.
And
oh boy, yeah,
that was bloody.
Yes, it was. as far as like my favorite Dusty moment, it was actually more of just a collection of moments, I guess you could say. Anytime that he was either fighting with or fighting against Ric Flair.
Okay, I can.
Those two, whenever they were in the ring,
they best in each other.
Yes, they did. They really did.
Kevin,
I'd say it's mine more a collection of myself than just an individual moment. It's just he was out there and you could tell he was having fun and he'd cut a promo and he'd say something like, oh, well, because I'm Dusty Rhodes, I'm just too sweet. And he'd just stop and he'd give this little smile. You know, it's just things like that. You
the
know,
Dusty-isms.
You could tell he was having a blast what he was doing, you know?
You know what? I want to give it my favorite Dusty is being live on the mothership, baby, 6:05 on the Superstation right here on TBS, brother. I got to say him doing commentary on Saturday night. I just love that. That's all I got to say. Him.
Yeah. I forgot about commentary stuff because I like Dusty behind the you know on Saturday nights.
Do you guys remember when Dusty joined the NWO?
Yes. You remember how bad Dusty. It was?
Yeah.
It was terrible, man. Everyone joined. He technically joined the NWO. They were looking for the non-wrestling fat guy.
Yeah, that's true. So
they're looking for the guy that stole mom and dad, member of the NWO.
I remember going to Nitro and it was bring your sting mask and go to the ring free night.
And with that,
we are going to
wrap 5 till midnight, we're wrapping this up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what do we got coming up on the Overtainer?
Check out all the great shows on the website. Check our calendar on the website. You can see all the great shows lined up throughout the week. Check the website for great articles written by Paul Jordan. And
Classics Angels.
There hasn't been a new one of those in a while.
Wow, yeah. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, check everything out on the website.
Maybe you could take that over.
Oh, God.
I can help you post. I have site access.
Anyway, check our Twitter account. Kevin Critterton writes up most of our Twitter stuff, so that's a good read.
At PWPop.com. No, I was just at the Twitter.
Oh.
You know, you can just add.
But yeah.
Anyway, you can like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on iTunes. You can also twat us at The Hour Bomb. Don't really know a whole lot of what I'm doing on there still. Had a little bit of fun tonight with Money in the Bank.
Of course, we're on TuneIn.
Not yet.
Not yet. We're not broadcasting live on TuneIn, but we've got shows that are going to be on TuneIn.
Yeah.
They believe if Dan is doing okay next week, I think we're going to be going live then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did have to kind of push it back. Oh, yeah. I guess we do need to update the Facebook page.
Fuck the Facebook page.
No, don't fuck
Much like Iron Cheek would say, fuck the Hulk Hogan. Fuck the Facebook page.
You're the one that pushed us to bring back the Facebook page.
No,
the fan page.
I think he's talking about our actual Hour Bomb Facebook page.
Yeah, because you should even take a look at our logo.
Yeah, it doesn't look right, man.
Our logo still has TWR on it.
Yeah, it does.
Our logo now still has TWR because I don't know anyone that can redo the logo the way it looks and get rid of the TWR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why.
Gotcha.
Maybe we can talk to our recently graduated buddy, Tiger Tom Bente. He's pretty good at that.
Oh.
I just really need someone to take the logo and just fill it in where the TWR is and just get rid of it.
Well,
why don't you guys just use the Photoshop?
Fuck, I can do it in paint.
Use the one I made for Minecraft.
Yeah, seriously, Jason. Give me the thing. I can do that in paint. You spray paint the area wide over it, and then you take the PW Pop logo. Put it on there. Done.
It won't fit in that area.
You shrink it down.
It won't fit. I've tried this.
Okay, well, just spray out the TWR logo.
I'm not
going to
white spray it out because it's on the fucking bond. We'd want to black spray paint it.
Oh, well, we can do that too. It's fine.
Anyway. No one checks our Facebook page. We got like 3 people that like it, and it's like us and
Rodfather.
Yeah.
That is true.
And I think Adrian even unliked it recently. So.
I did, yeah. Like, hey, I don't even want to support this anymore. I'm out.
It's like, I still have access to it.
Anyway, hit the glass. Let's wrap this up, Jason.
All right, anyway. Blah, 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 blah. Thanks, everyone, for coming out. Blah, blah, blah. I got nothing else. So
until next time, which there may not be a show next week.
Yeah, so. There may or may not be a show. We don't know yet. We'll keep in touch. Heath and Adrian are going out of town to play with themselves. So.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway, once again, I'm the illustrious... Your host, the illustrious Jason Hopperson. Adios, motherfuckers. Time to go kiss some hands and shake some babies. Let's see. Where's that one?
The big bad there booty is. Daddy!
I did it for The Rock. I did it for my people.
I hope you die from herpes.
Fastlane.
The jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath saying so long.
And
money, money, money. Money, money, money.
Oh, my God.
He's doing the theme for him.
The Super Bowl of the network, the man in charge of the PW twat. You still with us, Kevin?
Bro hoof.
Good enough.
Whatever.
I'll allow it.
Oh, and our song is actually brought to us by Kevin Crittenden. You'll like it.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. So we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been
Our bombed.
Fuck it.
Thank you, Dream.
Half blonde, half brunette. What color is your hair? Half blonde, half brunette. What color is your hair? Half blonde, half brunette. What color is your hair? Half blonde, half brunette. What color is your hair, man? He was the smaller guy in the shield. But can you please tell me why he insists on dressing like the George Clooney Batman? Half blonde, half brunette. What color is your hair? Half blonde, half brunette. What color is your hair? Half blonde, half brunette. What color is your hair? Half blonde, half brunette. What color is your hair, man? Cockpit, cockpit. Hey Seth, guess what? We've all seen your dick. Hey Seth, guess what? We've all seen your dick. Hey Seth, guess what? We've all seen your dick. Hey Seth, guess what? We've all seen your dick, dude. He wrestled as Tyler Black in Ring of Honor. That is a fact, just like the fact that we've all seen a picture of his dick. Hey Seth, guess what? We've all seen your dick. Hey Seth, guess what? We've all seen your dick. Hey Seth, guess what? We've all seen your dick. Hey Seth, guess what? We've all seen your dick, dude. Same riff, same riff. It's the fucking same riff, same riff, same riff. It's the fucking same riff, same riff, same riff. It's the fucking same riff, same riff, same riff. It's the fucking same riff. Goddamn, what the fuck? This song is still going. Goddamn, what the fuck? This song is still going. Goddamn, what the fuck? This song is still going. Goddamn, what the fuck? This song is still going. This song has three distinct riffs that it interchanges over and over again. It's quite long, but I think it's over now. Phew. Oh, come on, what the fuck? You're still going? You need to put an ounce of creative thought to this, didn't you? No, you just kept repeating the same goddamn thing over and over again. You put it over a weekend, didn't you, Jim Johnston? You fucking dick! You son of a bitch! Okay, you know what? Here, if you're not gonna try, fuck it. I'm not trying either. You know what? Here's what you get, you goddamn lazy bitch! Fish, bird, house, cat, dog, mouse, toaster, in chair, futon. I ain't afraid of no ghost. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Oh, thanks.